guys, I love y'all so much, and I hope that today's message encourages you. Be sure and like and subscribe if you are tuning in on YouTube. Comment down below what you learned in today's message and what other topics you'd like to hear talked about moving forward. And if you're tuning in via Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review. We love reading your reviews, and it actually helps us as we prepare for messages to come. And make sure to turn on your push notifications so that you can know whenever episodes come out, as we have new episodes every single Wednesday. Guys, I love y'all, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, MMA McDaniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network.
What's up, Have You Heard fam? So this is Josh McDaniel. You probably were looking for Emma. She is actually on a sabbatical right now. She's taking a time of rest just to recoup and regenerate, just so that she can continue to pour out. And I'm so excited for her. But in the next couple of episodes, I will be hosting the Have You Heard podcast. And today's going to be an awesome one, because we're actually talking about something that's usually not talked about on podcasts, something that's going to be really cool. And I couldn't do it without Christian Huff. And we have him on the podcast today. He is a husband, a father, just an amazing guy. And so I'm excited for you to listen to his words of wisdom. Christian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Have you heard that I'm going to be on your podcast?
I did hear that. It was just sweet treat to have you on. Actually, if y'all didn't listen, I was just on Christian's podcast about a couple weeks ago, and having the awesome opportunity to be on there. So you guys could definitely go check out the 4-8 podcast. But Christian, you doing well, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Yeah. Yesterday, well, by the time this goes out, it won't be yesterday, but as we're filming this yesterday, yeah, I had food poisoning, so I've lost about 12 pounds since yesterday. But I'm feeling like a new man today, so I'm thankful that we were not doing this yesterday, that we're doing it today, because I feel all better. But yeah, overall, I'm feeling good.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we literally sent out a Q&A on Instagram, just of questions that anybody wants to ask us, and see where it leads. And I think one major question, because people see you have an amazing platform to share the gospel. You lead people through your podcast. You lead people daily. You lead people in your family, in your friends. You're a husband and a father to a sweet little girl. And man, I think when people look at you, they're just encouraged by you, truly. And people want to know, how do you lead both spiritually and physically by leading by example? How do you lead spiritually Sadie and your family, especially when Sadie has such a major platform that she's on continuing to pour out?
That's such a good question. And really in so many different areas, really, I would say the baseline and kind of what everything kind of flows out of would probably be humility. It's something that I strive to have. Not saying that I'm always perfect at that. I definitely lack that far more times than I would like to think or imagine. But really, I feel like that's just the baseline of, like, you know, I'm going to lead the best spiritually and physically and emotionally and all these different things. If, like, if I'm teachable, if I'm humble, and because really with that, it's like, if I'm messing up and I need correction, if I'm not willing to be able to be spoken into, then I'm not going to be a good leader. I'm going to be quick to anger, or I'm going to, you know, be selfish, or I'm going to be, like, you know, just prideful of, like, I can't get anything wrong. But I feel like if you have humility, then one, like I said, you're teachable, and it, like, it just produces this, like, you're wanting to be better kind of thing. But really spiritually, I mean, every night before Honey goes to sleep, we pray over her. Me and Sadie pray together. There's always worship music going on in the house. Every time we're in the car, there's worship music. Daily devotionals, just reading the Bible, just having conversations of, like, how are you doing? It's all spiritual things. And I think just having those conversations and just me and Sadie having open communication and really just everything that there's not, like, a set routine. You know, it's not like we wake up at 8 a.m. every morning. We have a 30-minute quiet time. But it's like everything we do, we just try to have, you know, the love of God just kind of pour out of our lives, really. And that's different for, that's different every day. But really, like, I would say it all starts with just trying to be a humble leader and be a husband and a father who admits when he messes up, but also strives to be better in those areas. So I would say that's,
Dude, that's so good. Yeah, no, that's so good, because it's like you look at scripture and you look at a husband's role, a father's role, and we're supposed to lead by that. And in Ephesians, it says that you're supposed to lay down your life just like Christ laid down his. I'm supposed to deny myself. And it's like, that takes some effort. And I have numerous to just deny myself every day. It's not like I wake up and I'm like, all right, yeah, exactly. Like whenever it's hard, that's when I have to deny myself. And so that's a beautiful thing. I think that I've really haven't heard it in those words before, but I think you can look to scripture and see it continually.
Yeah.
That I'm supposed to raise my child up in a way that it should go. Then it's like how I do that is by living by example. And how do I live by example? I just denying myself daily.
And like I said, like there are days where like I can be easily angered, quick tempered, but like if that is every day, then I'm not going to be a good leader. I'm not going to be a good leader spiritually through prayer. I'm not going to be a good leader being patient with honey. I'm not going to be, you know, these things. But if I'm patient, if I'm kind, if I'm slow to anger, if I'm exercising humility, I feel like the fruits of the Spirit are going to come up to where they're going to flow out to where that's what makes you a good leader. If you lack, you know, self-control, patience, love, all these different things, then I don't think you're a leader, and I don't think you're a good leader.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing that you just pretty much defined leadership, and being a healthy leader, because there are leaders out there that aren't healthy leaders that are leading by their own wants and desires and by not humility, but by elevating them on their own self. And I think that you just laid that right. So how do you, on a daily check, how do you like, all right, I'm getting frustrated at Sadie, or I'm getting angry at all these different things around me, but I may be taking it out on my friends or my family or whatever. How do you check yourself in those moments? Or is it a continual check? And how do you do that to stop yourself? Wait, I need to humble myself daily. Good. I need to lay myself down at Christ's feet.
Well, and first off, it's like numerous times daily. It's not, I wouldn't say it's once a week. I mean, it really is all throughout the day. Because it's one of those things where like the more you follow Jesus, the more you realize just how flawed you are. And I don't have it all figured out, but I have gotten to where I am aware of my flaws, my faults and my struggles and those things. But for me, you know, a lot of it ties into the gym. I try to work out 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week, constantly listening to worship music in that time. That's just a time. It's like a really good reset time for me, whether it doesn't have to be if I'm like angry or anything. Like it's just a good time for me to go. And it's a time just for me to release, you know, whatever physically, but also spiritually. I have good conversations with the Lord when I'm working out. But even like driving to working out, a lot of times when I'm going through that, I think of like the prayer of David in the Psalms where he says, you know, search my heart, test my anxious thoughts. Just that idea of like, I just want to be a person to where like, when I know that I mess up, when I know that I'm going through something, when something makes me angry, I just want to go first to the Lord in prayer and just continually remind myself to have him test my anxious thoughts and help him just to lead me. Cause if the Lord's not leading me, then, you know, I'm never going to be there. I'm just going to keep doing the same thing and have this cycle over and over again. But if the Lord directs my steps and if he guides my path, then I'm going to, just be, I don't know, just be open to correction in those areas. And even just like when things like that do happen, like, if I'm not recentering myself in the Lord right after that, then it's just going to be this perpetual cycle of anger or bitterness or frustration or resentment or whatever you want to, you know, put in there.
Yeah. Dude, I love how you put that, of how literally you had to step away. You had to go to the gym. You had to go and be alone with God. You had to go and do things that honestly you liked, that you enjoy doing, that you can find relief in. And that's not a bad thing, stepping away from your environment, from time with Sadie, time with Honey, taking care of all those things. You had to take care of also yourself. I mean, whenever you look at Jesus, he came for people on this earth, mm-hmm. but there was times that he had to go and be alone. And so it's like, as husbands, as fathers, as friends, as family members, like, we're all called to love others and to love God. Mm-hmm. But I think there does come a priority in our life that we also need our own rest. And that rest mm-hmm. may be going and working out our body. That rest may be, I need to go and step away, and I need to go and be alone. I need to go and pump some weight and get this stress out, because no person would ever be expected to be perfectly okay and not have a way to process out. And even physical exercise is a great way of processing out emotion, frustration, or just going about life. And it makes you healthier. It makes you do all those things. So that's so good that you are prioritizing a time to be away, because that time to be away helps you be better whenever you're with your family yeah. or your wife or your kids.
Yeah, for sure. And Sadie's been super understanding of that. Like, she's very open and very encouraging. If, like, even if I'm like, hey, I just need to go just to the gym for like an hour, just need to go get alone. Because at the end of the day, like, if I have my things that I can go do for a release or whatever, an outlet like that, like, then I'm going to be a better husband and a better father. And it's like, I feel like if she were to restrict those things, then I wouldn't be as healthy as I feel like I could be. And same thing with her. Like, she has her things that she likes to go do. And if I didn't let her go do those because of whatever reason, then, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like she would be more irritable with me or less patient with me, or, you know, quick tempered or whatever you want to say. But I feel like mm-hmm. being in a relationship where, like, you let each other do their own things, then at the end of the day, it you both are healthier for that. Because I feel yeah. like if you restrict them from doing the things that they enjoy, then that's just unhealthy.
That's unhealthy. And I think, like, you can even – it goes back for, like, Sadie, like you were just saying. Like, Sadie also needs her time alone to process, yeah. to do things, to rest. And I think in a lot of times in relationships, it's like, no, you need to be perfect – together, and that's how you should do it. And yes, you are one person, but you are still people. Like, mm-hmm. you are still people that have emotions and things like that. So it's like, how can I possibly be like a good husband, a good father, and a good leader? Is I have to humble myself, and I also have to take time alone. Like, I have mm-hmm. to take times away from those positions of leadership, because you're still a leader, but, like, you need to take time away so that you can be even a better leader. I think you just put that perfectly.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by
Maybe it's eggs, maybe it's almonds, maybe it's an unexpected banana or carrot. If you struggle with common symptoms like bloating, stomach aches, indigestion, migraines, and wondering whether they could be related to food, Everlywell Food Sensitivity Test may help you find more clarity and guide in a two-part elimination diet that measures the reactivity of 96 common foods. Everlywell at-home lab test gives you a physician-reviewed results and personal insight so that you can take action on your health and wellness, all at an affordable and transparent price. I took the Everlywell at-home lab test, and I love being able to see of all these different foods that I am actually sensitive to that may cause indigestion and upset stomach. And for listeners of the Have You Heard podcast, you can have 20% off. See, all listeners of the show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off the at-home lab test. That's everlywell.com/Emma. That's everlywell.com/Emma for 20% off your at-home lab test. everlywell.com/Emma. What's up, guys? You've heard us talk about the amazing experience of HelloFresh. Well, I want to tell you about Green Chef. See, HelloFresh and Green Chef have partnered up to make at-home eating experience one of a kind. Green Chef makes cooking easier, and you can spend less time worrying about what to eat and more time enjoying what you are eating. Green Chef is America's number one meal kit for eating well, with dinners that work for you and not the other way around. Green Chef's options fit every lifestyle. That includes keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and gluten-free. See, we had Green Chef come and deliver to our door, and within 25 minutes, Emma and I were able to cook up a meal and have a great meal at that. You can have Green Chef right now and save $130 by going to greenchef.com/Emma130 and use code Emma130 and get $130 off plus free shipping. That's again, go to greenchef.com/Emma130 and use code Emma130 to get $130 off. Again, guys, this is an amazing experience. And by you going, it saves y'all so much money and it helps our show. And so it's like, how can you then prioritize, like, what does it look like to prioritize God in your life? Because the most important relationships in your life are God, Sadie for you, like your wife, your spouse, and then your family. So how do you prioritize your time alone with God over those things?
Yeah, that's great. Well, really, I mean, our lives are very inconsistent in the means of, like, every day looks different. I mean, some days, you know, we're super busy. Some days we're, you know, some weeks we're out of town for a whole week. I mean, like with March coming up, I think we're gone like every weekend. So our lives are very sporadic and very inconsistent in that way. But with that, you know, because when I was in college for 4 years, my routine was like every day before class, I was going to wake up and have a quiet time. As I walked to class, it was like a 20-minute walk. I would listen to worship music the whole time I'd walk. I'd be in class. I would listen to worship music the whole time I came home. So I really developed. And then with that, I had my good guy friends in college, and we'd have, you know, prayer nights together, and we'd have Bible study groups. And I feel like that was my thing when I was in college. And then since me and Sadie got married, it's really kind of shifted to where, like, some mornings I'll have a quiet time in the morning, and some mornings I'll go to the gym and I'll listen to a sermon or I'll listen to worship music. And on the way to the gym, that'll be, you know, 20 minutes of prayer for me, or it'll be 20 minutes of worship music, or 20 minutes of listening to an audio book of some book that I'm liking that's going to be a Christian book. So really just prioritizing it, just in the sense of, like, every day is going to look different, whether it's worshiping or prayer or reading, trying to fill my life and try to consume some form of God that day, whether it's reading, whether it's prayer, whether it's worship, because it's a relationship, you know, and it's not necessarily like I have to do the same exact thing every day. I don't want things to be mundane. I don't want it to get in this routine, because I feel like it makes it fun in the relationship aspect of, like, if every day looks different, and I might pray to God, you know, me and God might have a conversation for 30 minutes that day, or maybe the next day we don't really talk at all, but I mean, not communicating, but I've read 4 chapters in the Bible and I've kind of talked to him through those things. So really, I mean, every day just looks different. But some part of the day I have to have some form of scripture. I mean, I read the, you know, the YouVersion Bible. I read the scripture, the verse of the day every day. But I feel like I don't want to say that's the bare minimum, but that's kind of like the bare minimum, I guess you could say. I don't want to say that, but that's kind of, I guess that would be the bare minimum. But yeah, I mean, just, I love worship music. That's really all I listen to.
Yeah. No, I think that's so good, Christian, because we look a lot of times at reading God's word, at spending alone time with God. And there's those prime examples of, like, oh, you need to read a chapter a day, or you need to go do these things, which those are awesome things. And those are spoken about a ton. But I think a lot of times we can get so focused on the quantity versus the quality. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we can really focus more on that. It's like, okay, well, I spent 30 minutes this day, but I spent 15 minutes today. Like, I didn't do this day, and I didn't do that day. And it's like, we really do forget, like, it's really about the heart posture. I mean,
yeah.
Whenever it's like, whenever God looks at us, he doesn't look at our physical appearance. He doesn't look at, oh, well, you spent 15 days, or you spent 15 minutes that day, or you only prayed to me twice. Like, no, he's looking at our heart posture, and it's like, God, I'm working out right now, but I'm giving you this time just to focus on you, to think of things mm-hmm. that are of you, and to continue that throughout our day. You may wake up and you may read 4 chapters a day. Like, people can do that. I can't. I'm just not wired that way. But I also, like, I read around a chapter a day, and then I read the verse of the day, and I pray continually throughout the day, listen to music in the car. And it's those things that it's like, I need to continue to prioritize the time, yes, but really prioritize my heart posture. Because whenever, go ahead.
No, no, well, I was just going to say, I think there's just frameworks that need to be restructured in the sense of, like, if you think about, you know, like, if you have this idea of like, okay, I'm going to read every single day this week, and then you miss a day, mm-hmm. then you feel like you feel like you didn't do enough. There's shame attached to it. And then, like, cause if I would rather somebody, you know, read the Bible twice a week and truly get something out of it than somebody read it 7 days a week to have a streak on the Bible app. And I would rather somebody, you know, share their faith with somebody 6 days a week and not go to church on Sunday than somebody who goes to church on Sunday and doesn't tell anybody about Jesus their other mm-hmm. 6 days of the week. Because, I mean, if you like, and just the you know, the thing with the, with reading, cause it's like, I feel like if you make it so much about a routine in the sense, and then the moment you fail that routine and you don't live up to what you thought you were going to do, then you feel like God's disappointed and you feel like, you know, you feel shame for that. And then you feel like you didn't do enough when it's like, you know, there's nothing in the Bible about you have to read for 30 minutes right when you wake up or, you know, like God's planning on this. And if you don't do what you said you were going to do, then he's upset at you. It's like that, this doesn't work like that. And I think that mm-hmm. sometimes we can create unhealthy things like that when we care about a streak or when we care about, you know, our own plan versus just like you said, quantity over quality or quality over quantity and get truly getting something out of it and not doing it just to check it off or just to say we did it kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can even look back to when Jesus was here and like here on earth and like you have the Sadducees and the Pharisees and they know God's word. And then you have mm-hmm. these fishermen who don't know God's word, who don't know it, but they're giving their heart over to Jesus and they're following him and humbling, as you literally began this podcast, they're humbling mm-hmm. themselves to him, to his teachings, to his words. And it's like, from my mouth speaks from what my heart is, my mouth speaks. So it's like, mm-hmm. truly everything I do, everything I say comes from my heart. So what am I feeling my heart with? Am I feeling it with, oh, I didn't read enough. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. It's like, it's not about that. It's about, man, I want to spend alone time with God. I want to mm-hmm. talk with him. I just want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know what he loves, what type of coffee he likes, what's his favorite. Does he like chocolate? Like those things. Like, I want to know God in a different way. And just as this whole podcast is talking about leadership, it's like whenever you can focus more on the quality versus the quantity, then you can be a better leader in that way in both family, friends, everywhere.
Yeah, that's good. And that's the beautiful thing about the relationship. Like, I want to know everything I can about Jesus, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I want him to know everything he can about me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we don't have to go there, but like one of the scariest verses to me in the Bible is Matthew 7, where he says, you know, depart from me for I never knew you. Mm-hmm. And before that, he lists all these things about, you know, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I cast out demons and all these different things? But he ends that phrase with, I never knew you. And it's like that idea of, I don't want to end my life and I don't want to finish this race of like, I knew everything I could about God. Yeah. But that realization that like, he never knew me. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like that's that's where like repentance and that's where like confession, that's where all these things come into. It's like when I am having a bad day, like if I let God into that and I allow him to speak into that and ask him to help me, I feel like that's that relationship. Like I'm admitting to God my shortcomings and my failures, and in return I'm asking him to help me. And that's, it's like this dance of like, this is how I want to live my life, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to know everything I can about him, but at the same time I want him to know everything about me, which he does, but like he knows everything about everybody, but in an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's out, like, depart from me because I never knew you. It's not depart from me because you never read the verse of the day. It's like, it's not about that. And I think you just laid that out so beautifully that it really does come back to God knowing you. And that's even the sinful you, the you that messed up last night. Like, it's not about presenting this perfect image and whatever to him, but it's just coming to him humbly and broken bone and scarred, and knowing that he can fix you and that he loves you and that he created you and that he wants to spend eternity with you. And that's why he sent his son.
Yeah. Well, that's the scary thing. Cause it doesn't say depart from me, for you never knew me. It says, I never knew you. So there's a difference in that language there of like, it's possible for me to know God, but for him to not know me. That's just a scary place to be.
Yeah. Well, Christian, I am so thankful that you got to come onto the Have You Heard podcast, man, and truly just being able to hear your wisdom of how to be a better leader, of how to humble ourselves before God, of how to spend just time alone, and how to let God know us. I think that is that's something so key that I will definitely take away moving forward. But Christian, tell people where they can find you, where they can listen to you, about your podcast, everything like that.
That's good. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. Not that anybody would need to Snapchat me, but I'm not on any of those platforms. Just on Instagram. Just my username is my name. And then I have a podcast, the 4-8 Men podcast. So I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. And that is something that I started a few months ago, just, you know, an avenue and an outlet to encourage people to train their bodies physically, but to challenge them to actually train themselves spiritually. It's off of the verse in 1 Timothy 4:8, where Paul says, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. And just that idea of like, I can go train physically, but far more than that is what am I doing for my life spiritually. So that's kind of what I'm trying to help people do. And here's my little thing here, the 4-8 Men podcast.
There you go. That's sick.
That's where I'm at.
That's awesome.
Go check it out.
Well, thank you again, Christian, for hopping on. And Have Your Fan, man. Thank you all so much for listening. Guys, if you are listening on podcasts or just Spotify, Apple, everywhere else that you can listen to, don't forget to leave a review. Tell us what you thought. And literally, we read your reviews, and it helps us continue to make content that y'all like, and just to share God's word. If you're watching on YouTube, you can like and subscribe if you'd like. Comment down below what you'd like to see, who else you'd like to have on, and what you learned from this podcast. And we're really, really grateful for y'all. Y'all are loved. Thank you all for listening.
I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.